This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Attention cheese lovers, imported Parmesan, Gouda, or my fave, Sottocerne al Tartufo, is getting more expensive. U.S. tariffs on various goods from the European Union are now in effect. Unlike so many U.S. tariffs lately, this set has been approved by the World Trade Organization. Also affects things like Scotch whiskey, German sweaters, and a lot else. But let's stay with the cheese for a moment. Here's WBUR's Adrian Ma in Boston.
When you walk in the front door at Formaggio Kitchen, it's like the Trump administration's EU tariff list come to life. Inside, the shelves and counters are stacked with cheeses from Italy and France.
The complexity of them is the crucial thing, and the flavor profiles.
Isan Gerdal is co-owner of the Cambridge store. Some of the cheeses here run 20, 30, even 40 bucks a pound. And there's a limit to what most people will pay.
My staff is asking me to write letters to our overseas producers saying, like, you know, can you give us a break? But they're getting hurt at the same time. So they can't afford to give us a break. It's not like they're rolling in dough. A lot of them, you know, they're small farmers.
Gerdal says the additional 25% tariff couldn't have come at a worse time. Between holiday get-togethers and gift baskets.
This is our bread and butter season. It's one-third of our sales.
So I think it's going to have a huge impact, particularly on the smaller accounts that we deal with, the mom-and-pop shops.
Stephanie Ciano is head of imports for a distributor called World's Best Cheeses in nearby Somerville. When asked if the tariffs might be good for American cheesemakers, she says it depends on the variety. For example, American Parmesan tastes really different from Italian Parmigiano.
They're absolutely two different animals. It's like a Kia and a Ferrari.
It's important to point out that the World Trade Organization okayed these tariffs after it recently determined the EU was unfairly subsidizing the European plane manufacturer Airbus. But Harvard Econ professor Mark Mellett says the result of this latest U.S. trade action could draw retaliation.
And we're going to end up with both substantially higher tariffs on EU goods coming into the U.S. and U.S. goods going into Europe.
In other words, the cheese tariffs are yet another wedge issue in an already tense trade relationship. In Boston, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.